lions amongst men, Buddhas past, present and future, to as many of you as exist in the 10 directions, I bow down with my body, speech and mind. On waves of strength of this King of Prayers for exalted sublime ways, with bodies as numerous as atoms of the world, I bow down to the Buddha's pervading space. On every atom is found a Buddha, sitting amongst countless Buddha sons. I look with eyes of faith to the victorious ones, thus filling the entire Dharma Dhatu. Of these with endless oceans of excellence, endowed with an ocean of wondrous speech, I sing praises of the greatness of all Buddhas, a eulogy to those gone to bliss. Garlands of flowers I offer them, and beautiful sounds, supreme perfumes, butter lamps and sacred incense I offer to all the victorious ones. Excellent food, supreme fragrances, and a mound of mystic substances high as Mount Meru, I arrange in a special formation and offer to those who have conquered themselves. And all peerless offerings I hold up in admiration of those gone to bliss. With the strength of faith in sublime ways, I prostrate and make offerings to the conquerors. Long overpowered by attachment, aversion, and ignorance, countless evils I have committed with acts of body, speech, and mind. Each and every one of these I now confess. In the perfections of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, the Arhats training and beyond, and in the latent goodness of every living being, I lift up my heart and rejoice. O lights into the 10 directions, Buddhas who have found the passionless stage of enlightenment, to all of you I direct this request. Turn the incomparable wheel of Dharma. O masters wishing to show parinirvana, stay with us and teach, I pray, for as many eons as there are specks of dust, in order to bring goodness and joy to all beings. May any small merits that I may have amassed by thus prostrating, making offerings, confessing, rejoicing, and asking the Buddhas to remain and teach the Dharma, be dedicated now to supreme and perfect enlightenment. May my offerings be received by all past Buddhas and by all those now abiding in the 10 directions. And may all the Buddhas who have not yet come quickly perfect their minds and reach Buddhahood, the state of supreme full awakening. May all the Buddha realms of the 10 directions remain forever vast and completely pure, May the world be completely filled with Buddhas who have attained illumination on the sacred trees. And may they all be surrounded by Bodhisattvas. May all living beings in the 10 directions always abide in health and joy. May they live in accord with the way of Dharma, and may their every wish become fulfilled. By my living in the ways of enlightenment, may I remember my past lives in all my reincarnations, and in all cycles of death, migration, and rebirth. May a sensitivity for truth be ever strong in me. By my following in the footsteps of the Buddhas, may I utterly perfect the sublime ways of the Bodhisattvas, and may I practice the faultless, undegenerating, stainless, and pure ways of self-control. May I master all languages that exist, including those of the gods, yakshas, spirits, and varieties of man, as well as all forms of communication of living beings, that I may be able to show the Dharma in every way. Striving thus and in the transcending perfections, may I never forget the Bodhi mind, and may I totally cleanse from within my mind stream all negativities and mental veils. May I gain freedom from karma, delusion, and karmic mara, to be able to live in the world unaffected by its stains, like an unstained lotus grows in the mud, and like the sun and moon shine without obstruction in the sky. For as long as there are Buddha fields and directions, may I strive to quell the misery of the lower realms. May I place all beings only in happiness, and bring them all only happiness and joy. May I strive to complete the ways of enlightenment and to abide in ways harmonious with the world. May I expose to others the ways most sublime and myself abide in them throughout all future eons. May my ways and the ways of a Bodhisattva always go together hand in hand. In body, speech, and mind, may I attune to their sublime ways. May I never be separated from the good friends who reveal the path of the sublime ways and who wish only to benefit me. May I never disappoint them for even a moment. May I constantly envision the perfect Buddhas, the protectors who are surrounded by Bodhisattvas. And in the future, may I never weary of devoting myself to them with all my strength. May I forever uphold the holy Dharma of the Buddhas and illumine the sublime way of enlightenment. May I practice throughout all future ages the ways of deeds of the sublime path. Circling in the various realms of existence, may I amass inexhaustible goodness and wisdom, and may I become an unending treasure of qualities, such as methods, wisdom, samadhi, and the experience of a bodhisattva. In every atom are Buddha fields, numberless as atoms. Each field is filled with Buddhas beyond conception, and each Buddha is surrounded by myriad bodhisattvas. To all these dwellers in sublime ways, I turn my attention. Thus, in all atoms within the directions, abide within the space of a single hair, an ocean of Buddhas within an ocean of Buddha fields, performing enlightened activities for an ocean of eons. Each Buddha, with his perfect speech, releases an ocean of sounds with every word he says to satisfy the infinitely diverse tendencies of beings. Thus does the speech of a Buddha constantly flow. All these conquerors, past, present, and future, continually turn the methods of Dharma wheels. With all the powers of my mind, I listen for the inexhaustible sound of their words. All future eons that could possibly be manifest within me in a single instant, and I myself, in a fraction of a moment, enter into all these eons of the three times. All past, present, and future lions among men I envision with the instantaneous wisdom, and by the power of the Bodhisattva's examples, I focus upon the objects of their experience. I manifest Buddha fields, past, present, and future, upon one single atom of existence, and then I transform every single atom of existence into a Buddha field. By this, when the future lights of the worlds eventually gain Bodhi, turn the Dharma wheels, and reveal the passing to Nirvana's supreme peace, may I take rebirth in their very presence. Then may I attain the 10 powers. The power of instant magical emanation, the power which is a vehicle with every door, the power of excellent activity, the power of all-pervading love, the power of constantly positive energy, the power of passionless wisdom. The powers of knowledge, method, and samadhi. And the power of enlightenment itself. May I purify the power of karma. May I crush the powers of delusion. May I render powerless the powerful Maras, and may I perfect the powers of sublime ways. May I purify an ocean of realms, may I liberate an ocean of sentient beings, may I see an ocean of truths, and may I realize an ocean of wisdom. May I perform an ocean of perfect deeds. May I perfect an ocean of prayers. May I revere an ocean of Buddhas. And may I practice untiringly for an ocean of aeons. Through my practice of the sublime Bodhisattva ways, may I gain the enlightenment of Buddhahood, and then fulfill the enlightened and sublime aspiration of the Buddhas past, present, and future. In order to match the ways of the sage called Samantabhadra, the always sublime one, chief amongst the awakened one's sons, I now dedicate all virtues that I possess. Just as the sublime sage Samantabhadra dedicated all pure practices of body, speech, and mind to the attainment of a pure state and pure realms, so do I now dedicate the fruit of all my efforts. In order to engage in all sublime virtues, I offer the prayer of Manjushri. In the future may I never become faint in striving to perfect the exalted Bodhisattva's way. May my deeds never reach a limit. May my qualities of excellence become boundless, and by abiding in immeasurable activity may I find Buddhahood, the state of limitless manifestation. Limitless is the extent of space. Limitless is the number of sentient beings, and limitless is the karma and delusions of beings. Such are the limits of my aspirations. One may offer supreme ornaments of the Buddha fields of the 10 directions to the conqueror, and also offered the highest joys of man and gods for aeons numerous as atoms of the world. But to read or hear the King of Prayers with eyes looking towards supreme illumination and faith shining in one's heart for even an instant gives birth to a far more superior merit. Should anyone recite this aspiration of sublime ways, they will pass beyond all states of sorrow, rise above all inferior beings and gain a vision of Amitabha, Buddha of infinite light. Even in this very lifetime, all sublime joys will be theirs. The experiences of the all-sublime Samantabhadra without obstructions will quickly be theirs. Merely by giving voice to these aspirations of the sublime ways of a bodhisattva, the effects can only be known by an omniscient Buddha. Therefore, doubt not that it leads to enlightenment. In order to follow the excellent examples set by the wisdom of the Bodhisattva Manjushri and the always sublime Samantabhadra, all virtues I dedicate to their peerless ideal. All conquerors passed into the three times have praised as supreme this peerless dedication. Therefore, I also surrender all roots of my activities to the sublime goals of a bodhisattva. When the moment of my death arrives, may I remain free from the spiritual obscurations. May I perceive the face of Amitabha and transmigrate to Sukhavati, the pure land of joy. Having arrived there, may I fulfill all aims of this prayer of aspirations and benefit the countless living beings residing throughout the 10 directions. In the joyous mandala of Avitama Buddha, may I be reborn from a beautiful lotus, and may I there have the pleasure of gaining a pure prophecy from Amitabha himself. Having won this word of prophecy by the power of mind, may I fill all directions with many millions of mystical emanations and bring limitless benefits to the world. If by reciting this prayer of the sublime ways I have amassed a tiny fragment of goodness, may it work immediately to fulfill all dharmic hopes of living beings.